Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Getting you ready for tonight's showdown in Seattle. Sports Radio 610 presents the Texans pregame show. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, that's right. It's game day. This is the pregame show, damn it. We are leading you right in. I like that, baby.
There were a lot of pre's in there.
Yeah, baby. Hey.
The Drive on Texans time.
Yeah, baby. The pregame show. We, over the next hour, will lead you in to the regular pregame show with Seth and Sean coming up at 6 o'clock. We will lead you there. But right now, the pregame show is on, damn it.
Oh, I get it. I thought that was like a mistake right there. He did that on purpose.
Yeah, the pregame show.
I thought he just stuttered a bit. Okay,
yeah,
I got it now. I hear you.
Yeah, you got it. Yep. Yep. Damn, man, he thought long and hard about that, man, and you didn't. And you thought he stuttered.
No, that was really good, man. Yeah, I thought it was a glitch in the system.
There we go. You can still roll in with us. Text line is still open. YouTube and Twitch is still open. There is some news here about the Texans injury front. We know that Christian Kirk, their slot receiver and thought to be number two receiver coming into the year, Christian Kirk is ruled out. For Monday's game, he appeared late in the week on the injury report, and that hamstring has him out again. He's already missed two games with that. He'll miss a third. But on that, here over the last hour or so, the Texans officially activate, the last few hours, the Texans officially activate Jalen Reed and Denico Autry and waive Zion Childress. They also elevate D'Angelo Ross from the practice squad. So, Jalen Reed, Denico Autry, they are active and we'll potentially see them play for the first time this year. Denico Autry, we haven't seen him yet, and he's a guy that can play inside or outside, and that is that's something they've missed. They gave him what, double digit $10 million a year for to come in over Tennessee, and he's been a really good player. So it'll be good to have him back and some flexibility on that D-line.
Yeah, look, I think Denico Autry, you just plug him into the rotation and he can help you in a pinch anywhere you want. But what I think it really does is it bolsters that edge defender when obviously Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson aren't in there. They've been really good. Their depth has been really good. I mean fine depth, good depth. But when all of a sudden that depth becomes Denico Autry, you go from two of the best edge rushers in the game to a guy that can give you double-digit sacks. And so I think you just bolster the edge and you allow yourself to maybe, if need be, if it presents itself, to give one of those top two guys a little bit of a breather. And boy, the fall off, you know, I'm not saying Denico Autry is Danielle Hunter or Will Anderson, but he is a Pro Bowl caliber player if he's hitting on all cylinders. I don't know where he's at from a game ready
when
game readiness situation.
I bet he can rush the passer on third down.
Well, he's been practicing for 3 weeks. It's not like all of a sudden he's just been in there. Jalen Reed is the interesting one. Jalen Reed was drafted this year, I believe, out of Penn State. He is a safety. He was having a really good camp, before he got injured.
Yeah, he was going to get some time.
I would think he was going to get some run to some degree, but just where and how, I think, was the question, right? I'd be shocked tonight if he's not, I mean, if he's used as anything more than a special teams player. But to me, he is an interesting player in how he fits in this system. I look at him, Ron, he looks like a small linebacker. He doesn't look, to me, he doesn't look like a safety. He looks like a small linebacker. So, I mean, I got to believe that's more of a box safety type guy. How do you use him in this defense, and how does D'Amico Ryans deploy him? Again, I doubt tonight is the night that we find out what he can do in that secondary. Yeah. But it's going to be interesting to follow him the rest of the season if he can stay healthy and see how does D'Amico Ryans fit him into what he wants to do defensively. He is to me, he's a unique player just how he's built. I haven't seen enough at the NFL level to know exactly, you know, what the play style is or isn't, but I know he was having a good spring and seems to have a nose for the ball.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see if he gets some run in there. They, you know, they don't have just a plethora of safeties that they're using right now, so he could get some run. But we definitely feel like we'll probably see D'Amico Autry at some point especially the way they throw the football. You can see, you know, Danielle Hunter, obviously Will on the edge, him on the inside, along with other Sheldon Rankins, another good pass rusher. They can use him in a lot of different ways. But I know for you, still the biggest thing is what the Texans are going to do in the absence of Christian Kirk. It's not to say that you thought or that we think Christian Kirk is going to go off and, man, this was a game where Christian Kirk was going to break out and give you 100. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I don't even think that's the point. At least that's not the point I'm making. The point I think to be made is, all right, this was a veteran receiver who I think CJ probably had a lot of confidence in. Nick Caley had a lot of confidence that he was going to be where he was going to be and read things and see things and be a help to CJ Stroud. And now you're going into the biggest game of your season on the road in a loud environment, a tough place to play, and you're going to have to depend on young guys.
Well, look, my hope was that Christian Kirk would, whether it was father time or the hamstring, we'd find out with 2 weeks off in the bye week. But instead, we come up with there's another hamstring injury. So, yeah, I was really excited about seeing the best version of Christian Kirk, whatever that is, in 2025 on October the 20th. I was really excited about seeing that and seeing that go to work in this offense and kind of be a counterpunch to Nico Collins. Doesn't look like that's going to happen. We're going to put it on hold for at least one more week. And to your point, Ron, now who steps up? Does Braxton Berrios get elevated, and does he become a guy that you can use in that slot? We've seen him have success there as a Texan. We've seen him in the preseason at least have a little bit of success there. He seems to be a very confident guy and seeing the game through the quarterback lens. He seems to be a very confident guy in how he can help a quarterback and be a slot receiver, or do they go the route of the youngsters, right? I think Jalen Noel is a guy that you could see some more of. I think Higgins is a guy that we could see some more of. I think when you look at Xavier Hutchinson, he's probably the more likely one to get targets and touches opposite Nico Collins. We've seen a lot of him. The question with him is, can he carry over from the 2 weeks that we saw against Baltimore and Tennessee? Can he carry over into a Seattle game versus a better defense, and can he create separation and make the plays the way he did against Baltimore?
Yeah, so that is the latest on the injury report, potentially getting D'Amico Autry and Jalen Reed back, but obviously no Christian Kirk, as that was reported Saturday. All right, Clint, when we look into this game, as you're listening to the pregame show, the drive stepping in, baby, as we lead you to the pregame show with Seth and Sean, there are two guys for you, Clint, two guys that you are looking at in this game that the Texans have to figure out at each position that they play that they can best impact this game.
Yeah, look, I think in order for the Texans to have the best chance to win this game, I think two guys have to have one of, if not the best game that they've had. Definitely this year. Derek Stingley Jr. on the defensive side of the football, I think, has to be a game changer. And the way in which he does that, I think this is a perfect game to line up where Derek Stingley Jr. shadows, mirrors, if you want to call it, plays man on Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who is a volume receiver in this. I think he's got 20 more catches than anybody else on this Seattle team. And so you know, I expect to see Derek Stingley Jr. It's not if, it's when. It may happen from start. We've seen D'Amico Ryans deploy him that way from start. We've seen him go to it as an adjustment, as a counterpunch, right? Derek Stingley Jr. on Jackson Smith and Jigba in mirror situations, in critical situations at the very least, has to impact this game in a major way. So I would say Derek Stingley Jr., number one on the defensive side of the football. Look for it early. How do they deploy him? Is it business as usual? Or do you see Derek Stingley Jr. running back and across the field in man situations, chasing Jackson Smith and Jigba everywhere he goes? Ron, I think that is something that we're definitely going to see to some degree. As I said, I don't think it's if, it's when. And then the question is, who gets the better of who there, Derek Stingley Jr. or Jackson Smith and Jigba?
No, it's going to be huge for him because he is. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, Kenneth Walker has moments and can be really good, but he's the one that scares you the most. And he has been the big play guy, everything for this offense. And you come in and say he can't beat us. And you have a player that you have deployed that way before and had success doing it. And it would only make sense that you would do that. And then the other one is, I know, Nico Collins. He is the Jackson Smith and Jigba for their team.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way until you said it earlier. But, yeah, I just think this is a game, Ron. We talked about, you know, the fact that Christian Kirk is out. If I've watched every game multiple times with the Texans, and if I were sitting here, you know, trying to decide what I could depend on to give me the best chance to win if I'm Nick Caley, what do I know? And obviously, I'm not privy to the information they have because they see it at practice every day. But what do I know, right, is...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
are we more comfortable, and does it give us a better chance to win this game if we find out a way to get Nico Collins as many touches, as many targets, and have as big an impact on this game? Do we force that issue with Nico Collins? We've seen it before. It's not like he's not capable of doing it, right? Or do we go the approach of, hey, against Baltimore, eight different guys had catches, we're just going to spread the ball accordingly, right? What do you do? I believe that the best route the Texans can take to have the best chance to win a football game is to make sure that number 12 gets touches. I don't care if that's screen game, quick game, mid-range game, play action game, deep shots, run game, speed sweep game. I don't care how you do it. You cannot struggle offensively in this football game and not almost to a fault force the football to Nico Collins. I believe that this team, the way you're wired right now, you cannot go down with Nico Collins not getting his touches.
It's hard to see the Texans putting forth a good offensive performance if he's like 3 for 27.
Yeah, I think he's got to be a major part of it. And you know, look, we saw, was it the Tennessee game? We saw Nico didn't have a great game, but we saw a double move. We saw a speed sweep. We saw the play action mid-range game immediately. We saw the touchdown and the cut split and the touchdown over the middle of the field. Maybe that was Baltimore. I can't remember who it was. But anyway, we've seen him used in multiple ways, moved around in formation, using a screen game. Tonight's a night that I think it all has to come together at one time.
Yeah.
It all has to be done together at one time for Nico to have the biggest impact in this game. I just believe, personally, I believe that that's the best path for the Texans to give themselves a chance to score points.
Yeah, and the opponent matters, right? The Titans may be the worst team in football, and the Ravens were depleted and mm-hmm. played like one of the worst defenses in football, especially on that day. And yeah, hell, everybody had a chance in those games. This is a game where you're playing against a playoff level team, and you need one of your dogs like Nico Collins. And it can't be you took him out, like you didn't give him enough of a chance. It is unacceptable. And you talked about it earlier. It is unacceptable all around the league. We see premier receivers, premier passing threat.
Yeah,
find a way to get touches, get targets. That has to be the case here with Nico Collins.
Absolutely.
Has to be. All right, as we continue the pre-game show right here live on Sports Radio 610, we will look at a few things. C.J. Stroud, big game for him. Does he have to win the quarterback matchup with Sam Darnold for this team to have a chance to win? We will discuss that and much more as we get you ready for the Texans and the Seahawks.
Getting you ready for tonight's showdown in Seattle. Sports Radio 610 presents the Texans pre-game show. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as the pre-game show, as The Drive we're in. We're leading you right up into the pre-game show. Seth, Sean, I see Sean walking through right now. He is ready to go. They will take things as it's late night. By the way, pregame show right after us, postgame show after the game. That is
a late one for old Dirty Red.
That is Sean and Clint. Yeah. Someone texted in and said,
I've done my best work late at night, boys.
Someone texted in and said, Clint letting the hair grow and didn't shave. I said, yeah, I think he's just preparing for this this late night, baby. But it should be a good one. Hopefully, Clint is talking about a Texans win tonight. By the way, coming up a little bit later before we get out of here, we usually do our Friday final. We will do our Monday final. We'll give you our predictions, and the Texans will win if. We'll do that coming up here in a bit. Also, participating Pizza Hut locations will be offering 50% off orders all day today to help get fans geared up for Monday Night Football. Promo code is Texans. Again, participating Pizza Hut locations will be offering 50% off orders all day today to help get fans geared up for Monday Night Football. So if you're throwing a Monday Night Football party at the crib, go ahead. Get that 50% off orders today. Promo code Texans. So Clint, listen, you get big games like this, and if we are looking at this and we see this as a must-win game for the Texans, then that means your best player and the guy that potentially is going to make $60 million a year playing the quarterback position, C.J. Stroud, you need him. And I want to know from you and the people, 713-572-4610, you can text in, how big is this for him? Does he need to? Do we have to come out of this game and say, all right, C.J. Stroud clearly outplayed Sam Darnold. He outplayed Sam Darnold. Does that need to happen for the Texans to win tonight, in your opinion?
I believe it does, yeah. I believe not necessarily statistically, but I believe that at the end of the game, if the Texans win, I believe that we look at the way that C.J. Stroud played the position efficiently, completing a high percentage of his balls, getting the ball out of his hand and protecting his offensive line, protecting himself, spreading the football around to multiple guys. I think taking calculated risk, like be super conservative, and then all of a sudden you it's almost like you trick the defense into doing one thing, and then all right, now we're gonna punch them when it matters, or where it hurts, so to speak. I think that's the most beautiful brand of quarterback that you can play. I believe that if the Texans win this game, it's because C.J. Stroud and Nick Caley and company were able to carry over what happened the last 2 weeks, the brand of ball that they were playing. If they win this game, it's going to be because the quarterback put together a beautiful outing.
Yeah, I agree. The last two games, he's clearly been the best quarterback on the field. Now, I understand that was, you know, Cam Ward, a rookie. And then obviously the backup quarterback in Baltimore that they went up against. Obviously, those teams had to go up against the Texans defense, which is a great help. But in that, CJ, you know, his numbers, he had 4 touchdown passes against the Ravens, but it wasn't like we've seen, you know, CJ Stroud have over my dead body games and throw the team on his back. I don't think he necessarily did. I think he took what the defense gave him and just made, as one would say, the right plays throughout. And I didn't look at that and think, boy, this was MVP level stuff that I'm watching. But what he did was he didn't turn the ball over and he made the right plays, took what they gave him, sustained drives, and I think that's going to be a big thing. And I do. I think we come away from this because Sam Darnold, I think, is going to have problems with this Texans defense. Now, I think CJ could too, but I think Sam Darnold's going to have problems with this Texans defense, and I don't think he's going to put up. I don't think Sam Darnold's throwing for 300 tonight, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I don't care if he does throw for 303 touchdowns. If he's going to try and throw two picks with it and get sacked, you know, 6 times and all that kind of stuff. It's advantage CJ. So, look, we've said this multiple times, Ron. I think when you look at this game, I think the telltale sign of where CJ's head's at, what the game plan, is coming in, is Dalton Schultz.
Mm.
He's been
getting off lately. He's been a big difference in the last weeks.
Dalton Schultz needs, and I don't even call catches. Dalton Schultz needs 4 or 5 targets in the first half. And that right there is going to tell you, where's the quarterback's mind? How quickly is he processing, getting through progressions? Is he eliminating the deep stuff, knowing there's 2 deep safeties, just getting underneath? You know, is he protecting his offensive line? Is he playing smart football? Is he playing efficient football? And now whether they have the guys to separate outside of Dalton Schultz and Nico Collins, we'll see. But it's the early in this game, if you want to know the mindset of the Texans offense, it's about Dalton Schultz. It's all about Dalton Schultz. If C.J. Stroud's hitting his back foot and that ball's out, then we're in for a fight. It's going to be a hell of a football game, and we're going to have a hell of a chance. If it becomes one of those where he's holding the ball and patting the football and looking down the field or scrambling and running, drifting to the sideline, all that kind of stuff, it's going to be a long night. Dalton Schultz is the key.
Yep. Yeah. He's and that's a part of the takeaway the defense is giving him.
Mm-hmm.
Doing those things. Someone text in, he needs to show he has command of the new offense against a real team like Seattle, year 3, game 6, time to step up and prove it. has to be a coronation game for CJ returning home, returning him back to a top five quarterback in the league. I don't necessarily believe that has to happen, right? Like I don't think it has to be a throw us on your back type of situation. I don't think it has to be Cincinnati from rookie year, Tampa from rookie year. I think it needs to be good, solid play, and above all, don't help Seattle.
Seattle. No, I mean, look, the reality of it is the game they're talking. I hope it's not that game. The reality of it is we've seen C.J. Stroud do it before, so if it turns into one of those games, then we know the quarterback is capable of doing it.
We know he's got that club in his bag.
Yeah, absolutely. My problem with it is this is not a team. You look at Tampa, the shootout with Tampa back in the day. You look at some of these different shootouts. Cincinnati was just a bad defense. Like, this is a really sound defense, right? I mean, they're not going to give you – now, you may get them – but they're not going to give you a ton of opportunity because they're constantly dialing up pressures and leaving corners and safeties on an island. They're not going to give you an opportunity to for this to turn into a shootout, right? They're going to try to limit that. They can pressure you with just their down four. And so I don't see it being that game, but the good thing is you know your quarterback has that club in his bag. Does your offensive coordinator have a club in his bag? Does the supporting cast lend itself to being able to do those kind of things? That the jury's still out on. But you know your quarterback has that club, and that's a good feeling. But I hopefully he doesn't need it. Hopefully we don't find out tonight.
Now there is going to come moments, Clint, where he's got to make plays.
Oh yeah,
right. There's going to be, because some people are saying no, he needs to have a coronation. No, I'm thinking take what you give you. Third and seven, can you go make the throw? Third and seven, can you help your offensive line and avoid things? Can you make
I think it's I think it's more situational, right? And I don't know what Seattle does or doesn't do beyond just what the numbers will tell you. But there is, you know, there, like once you get into, let's say once you get into field goal range and once you get, let's say you cross the 40. All right, I don't know what that is. I'd say cross the 40. Let's say that when you do that, Seattle's defensive coordinator has a tendency to dial up a certain blitz because he's trying to get you out of field goal range or you know, whatever. Okay, we're going to be selective. Bing, 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 bing. We're going to get down there. We're not going to try to force the issue. But when we know, hey, we've been hitting them where it's hurt. We've been chipping away at it. Now we've crossed the 40. Now all of a sudden the percentages skyrocket on this certain blitz we're going to get. Or maybe they close the middle of the field in that certain – all right, now's the time to dial this thing up, right? That is, it's more calculated and more situational when C.J. Stroud holds the football, when we try to dial up certain shots. I think that's when you're dictating stuff, right? The problem is when you just go out there for no rhyme or reason, we're just going to be aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you get yourself in trouble. That's when we've seen C.J. Stroud and the Texans offense get in trouble over the last couple of years is when they try to go in with, we're going to be aggressive versus, hey, we're just going to stay ahead of the chains. We're going to be efficient. We're going to be conservative. And when we lull you to sleep or when we get you in a situation where I know what you're going to be in, we got a guy in 12 that can go.
Yeah, I think the big things for him is take care of the ball.
Yeah.
Take what they give you, sustain drives. Get CJ or get Nico Collins involved, right? I think those are to me the three big things that he needs to do, and the way that shakes out, you could see that being a deal of like, all right, he was the best quarterback on the field tonight.
Yep,
and I think that is a big deal for the Texans. Is CJ Stroud, man? A lot of these games are about that, and if you look at it. There's an argument. You look at it, Baker was better when they played the Bucs earlier this year. If you look at it, even though him and Trevor Lawrence were rough, Trevor Lawrence made a few more plays than he did in that game. And then obviously, you know, Matt Stafford outplayed him in that first game. So I think it is a big key that he is able to help fix a lot of the things. All right. We usually do a Friday final. It's our Monday final as we continue the pregame show right before we hand this thing off to Seth and Sean for the pregame show. We'll give you our prediction for this game, all three of us, and you can text in and we'll read yours as well. The Texans will win this game if what happens? Text that in. We'll tell you our thoughts on that coming up next.
Getting you ready for tonight's showdown in Seattle. Sports Radio 610 presents the Texans pregame show. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, the pregame is back. We are leading you up here in the next 20 minutes or so to the pregame show right here on Sports Radio 610 and Texans Radio. Seth and Sean coming up behind us as Monday Night Football gets going. A big one, huge one tonight. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 610 as the Texans will travel off the bye week to Seattle to take on a good Seattle Seahawks football team. All right, let's do this. Let's make the people a little cash as we get to a lot. Again, we'll do this to finish off our predictions. You can send yours in, and the Texans will win if they do what? But let's make a little cash. I know Tyler had a pretty good week, was in the green last week. See if we can do that again. Monday Night Football, a doubleheader tonight as the Lions will host the Bucks, and then obviously we know the big one here, Houston, with the Seahawks. What are your best bets? Let's get to T-Mill's best bets to kick off the 5 o'clock the final segment here before we get to the pregame show.
Yes, sir. I got two bets for the people in this first Monday night game. We got a Monday night doubleheader again. Two for that one, and then I got three wagers for this Texans-Seahawks battle late tonight. First, for this game getting ready to kick off between the Lions and the Buccaneers, I have the Buccaneers plus 6.5 tonight at Detroit. Plus 6.5 for Tampa Bay. Next, I have Mike Evans. He is making his return to the offense for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm on over 4.5 receptions for Big Mike tonight. Those are your two bets in that game. Here are your three bets for Texans Seahawks. First, by far my favorite one on this board. Texans over 7.5 points in the first half. Bookmakers do not think this Houston offense with C.J. Stroud and company is going to score more than a touchdown in the entire first half in Seattle tonight. They're going to win. They're going to need to.
So you're going the over.
But I do love it. I love over 7.5 points for the Texans in the first half. I'm also on the over in the game in general. Over 40 points tonight. That's what I got it at least. I know it's been fluctuating. Ooh. Texans at Seahawks over 40. And then your last best bet on a Monday here. I got big Nico Collins. We've talked a lot about how much he needs to be involved in this game tonight for the Texans. I got Nico over 69.5 receiving yards, building off this offense, moving in the right direction. Those are your best bets.
Now that they need that right there. They need that that final one, baby. 69.5. They got to have that from Nico tonight, in my opinion, for them to give themselves the best chance to win.
Yeah, man. I mean, I wouldn't have made many of those bets right there, Tyler. It means you're gonna have a good night. No, it means you're gonna have a good night.
Okay.
Hell,
okay.
I mean,
okay.
You don't want me agreeing with them. Hell.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
If you go for 0-5, you got me agreeing with them. So, I mean, those are some tough ones, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's seven. That means you're in really good shape.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so that's best bets. If you need to look them over again, check out at T-Mill Real Deal. He'll have those posted as well. Five best bets, get the week started right. All right, Clint, before we get to our Monday final predictions and the Texans will win if they do this, the Texans are coming off. That's the big thing. They're coming off of their two best performances of the season. And if you really look at it and take it from the fourth quarter, especially in that Titans game, but I think there was still some good stuff in the previous three quarters. But from a scoring standpoint, the four quarters against the Ravens and then that final quarter against the Titans, they've looked like a completely different offense. And there have been some things that they are going to look to carry that through. They've had the bye week to really self-scout look at things, but there are some things that they're really looking to carry through this game that they've had success with.
We talked about these Friday, and I broke them down between the run game and the pass game, and I'll revisit them real quick. In the run game, what we've seen over the previous 2 weeks is we've seen the O-line shift in how they were handling their double teams. And then we had Titus Howard, by the way, come on with us Friday and actually justify and say, yep, you're exactly right. We've been more focused on staying on our double teams versus getting to the second level. The O-line double teams have been significantly better in the run game. Dalton Schultz's physicality in the run game has been a 180, folks. Not just better, it's been absolutely tremendous for a pass-catching tight end, a receiving first tight end. Dalton Schultz has been tremendous in the run game in the physicality department. And Woody Marks, the young rookie running back, has emerged in the absence of Joe Mixon, in the absence of, let's be honest, Damian Pierce as well. So those are the three things in the run game that we've seen, I mean, make huge strides over the last 2 weeks. Can it transition into a big matchup versus one of the better NFC teams out there in Seattle? The pass game. We've seen C.J. Stroud trust. We've seen C.J. Stroud working low to high, which has resulted in fewer hits, fewer sacks, fewer blown assignments up front for the O-line, staying ahead of the chain, so fewer third and long. And so C.J. Stroud working low to high. It's been convincing for 2 weeks. Can he carry it over, or does he revert back to some of the other stuff of holding the football and getting himself in trouble, right? Nico Collins used it all levels in all ways in his football game. We've seen him catch a touchdown with a cut splits in a bunch. We've seen him catch play action early in drives over the middle. We've seen screen game. We've seen jet sweep. Can they put it all together and give a heavy dose of Nico Collins in a big, big game tonight versus Seattle? Last week, we saw 8 different players catch a football from C.J. Stroud. Actually, I take that back. 7 from C.J. Stroud. Brendan Bates was a tight end that caught one, I believe, from Davis Mills late, which made it 8. But they spread the football around to a ton of different pass catchers. It started early and often. This wasn't some kind of fluke thing that happened late. It was throughout the game. Can they spread the football around against a better opponent? Can those wide receivers and those pass catchers create separation and create opportunity for C.J. Stroud? And then last but not least, what I believe is the telltale of kind of how this offense is going to go early on is getting Dalton Schultz involved. Ron, I think you made a great point two or three weeks ago, the first time we kind of got on this Dalton Schultz train here of, boy, it's interesting. You get Dalton Schultz catches and targets early in the game, all of a sudden he's blocking in the run game a little different. The rest of his game picks up, right? So getting Dalton Schultz involved is clearly in the best interest of the Texans. They've done that for two games. So those are the things. There's seven different things, three in the run game, four in the pass game, that I think tell the story of how the Texans' offense has been better the last 2 weeks. Can it transition up to the Northwest on a Monday night in primetime versus the Seattle Seahawks? If they can, I think they come away with a win. I think they get on the plane happier than hell and come back with a win. If this offense can help this defense, I mean, to any degree, I think this is going to be a very difficult team to beat, the Houston Texans are. If they backslide and these things prove to just have worked against a lesser opponent, then I think we're going to be in trouble. But we'll see. Those are the things that need to carry to Seattle.
Yeah, I think – I don't know if it's exactly what they want it to be, but I think there's a clear formula for this team to be successful, especially against other good teams.
Yeah.
And that is the offense really helped and complement the defense and not do things to put the defense in bad positions and not take – maybe they don't take as many chances as maybe some other offenses do. But
well, there's so much that you mentioned it, Ron. Like there's – the offense, at the very least, has to sustain some drives, even if they end in field goals or even if they end in punts. You got to sustain some drives so your defense isn't blown by halftime, right? I mean, like if you can limit the number of snaps the defense has to be on the field, you can keep those guys healthy for the second half, the better off you're going to be. So there's so many – the way the Texans approach football right now, the way they have to approach football is you have to, at the very least, your offense has to assist in some degree. We always think that means points, right? When in reality, if you just don't have 5-3 and outs in the first half and you can give your defense a chance and you can end a few in field goals and put some kind of points up there and get some level of confidence, then you're in a really good spot, right? But if you just go 3 and out a bunch and this defense gets blown, then you're in trouble.
Yep. All right. I see a lot of people texting in. We'll get yours in. The Texans will win if what? Send your thoughts in. We'll get our predictions coming up as we are leading to the pregame show, handing things off to Seth and Sean right here on Sports Radio 610. Texans Radio, the pregame show, postgame with Sean and Clint coming up behind us. All right, for me, Clint, I think the Texans will win if – you know, there's a lot of things that a lot of places people will go. But to me, if they can limit Seattle's big plays on offense, Seattle leads the league in big plays. Jackson Smith and Jigba, that's been the big thing that Sam Darnold and the Seahawks have been able to do throughout the first 6 weeks of the season. And that's been how they've gotten a lot of their offense. If you can limit them and then make them have to go, you know, full drives to get points and go – you know, 8, 9, 10 plays, because I just don't think they have enough guys that should be able to win against this defense. I think that's a big thing. If they're able to get, you know, 2-3 home run plays, which they have done a lot this season, especially Jackson Smith and Jigba, I think that's a problem. If they can limit that, I think the Texans defense will really give them problems.
I tell you what's going to go a long way there, Ron, is we saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers really get rolling in the run game, and it seems like, and D'Amico's even spoke to, it seems like they fixed that issue. They've shored that up, right? This is the caliber football team that's going to watch all the game films and go, how can we attack this defense? First of all, there's few and far between ways in which you can attack it, right? You can try some double move stuff if your quarterback can get time, but really you can try to get some matchups on the slot defender and the safety if you want to. But really, I think the one way a team that's based on play action and running the football, I know they haven't been tremendous in running it, but it's still kind of how they set the tone. They've got to look at that film and go, there's an opportunity to run the football inside. And so where I'm going with it is if the Texans can it really did shore that up, and a better opponent isn't going to be able to run the football against them, if they're able to stop the run, that will go a long way in keeping them big plays to a minimum.
All right, people texting in. Our guy, Big Joe. Big Joe, an A&M fan as well, text in, Texans need to win the turnover battle. That's how they win. The Texans win if they have zero turnovers and they're able to turn over Seattle. Texans will win if Stingley locks down Jackson Smith and Jigba. Bull Durham text in. Texans win if this game, if Dare and Damian Pierce, come on, guys, have their asses on the bench. Come on, man. Texans win if the offensive line gives C.J. Stroud time to throw. Shout out to T. That is a big one. The Texans win if the defense holds Seattle under 13 points. Ooh, that's tough. Texans win if the quick short game, and Schultz is a big key as well. All right, what's yours? Texans win if what, Clint?
I'm going to shift gears here. I'm going with what I believe is now currently the biggest issue or the biggest focus point for me with the Texans. That's the wide receivers. Look, if the wide receivers not named Nico Collins, if they can separate, the Texans will win.
Like they did against Baltimore?
I don't think they're going to separate to that degree. I just need one or two of them to be guys that can separate. If somebody not named Nico can separate, if somebody not named Nico and Dalton can contribute to the 3, 4, 5 catch range, and I'm not talking about late, we're down, we're 2-minute offense, all of a sudden we're having to throw it every down. I'm talking throughout the normal course of the game, in critical situations, can those guys show up and show out? Whether it's red zone or third down or fourth down or whatever it may be, can those guys show up and show out and help C.J. Stroud stay upright? That's the key here.
Yep. Higgins, Noel, Hutch, those guys. Berrios, if he gets some run, those guys need to step up. See a lot of people texting things in if they win, if we rush for 150 yards in the game. We'll see. That'd be something that's I don't think they've done a lot of here lately. All right. Prediction time. Tyler, let's start. No. I don't know what Clint's gonna say. I know what I'm gonna say. Let's see. Let's say Tyler for last. Let's do that. Clint, your prediction in this game. You got Seattle or you got the Texans winning this game?
I got Seattle and I got them winning 27. I'm going 27-16.
How? You got them putting up 27 in this game?
Mm-hmm.
On that defense, huh? Yeah, we'll see. All right. So you got 27-16. I also have Seattle. I got it 20-13. I think the Texans have a turnover that helps Seattle a bit. I don't think they're going to do great against this defense. Nobody has. But 20-13, tough place to play in Seattle. Tyler, finish this thing off. Your prediction for this game.
C.J. Stroud finds Nico Collins on the first drive in the end zone, and the Texans win this one 30-17.
There you go. That helps your money bet as well. All right, you got 30 of them.
That's right.
Two big offensive games in a row for the Texans, according to Tyler. All right, Tyler's got them 30-17. Clint's got them 27-16. I got it 20-13. Clint and I have the Seahawks. Tyler has the Texans tonight. All right, the pregame show coming up behind us. Seth and Sean got it. Postgame right after the game. Sean and Clint have it. It's been a great time with the drive and the pregame show. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. We'll be back tomorrow reacting to this. And everything will be reacting to this, starting at 6 a.m. with Payne and Pendergast. I am Ron, the show. Hughley, as always, Houston, we love you, baby. My dream is to be on that damn show. I want to be on The Factor, man. I don't care what we got to talk about. I'm just saying, baby, I want to be on The Factor now.
I'll never forget when that man was on Tosh, swallowing that bug while he was doing his report.
Country ass. It's country ass.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School?
What the f*** is that? I'm dying in this f*** country ass town. I can't see Pollard. Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.